Hey there, friends. Heather Creekmore. You're listening to the Compared to Who podcast, and I hope you are enjoying this 30 Days to Pray for Your Body Image series. We are on day 22, and today we're talking health. Now, let me just be honest, and you've probably heard me allude to this before. Health is the number one area of confusion that I have noticed when women are trying to get free from body image issues, because they always say things like, but Heather, I can't just eat whatever I want because then I wouldn't be healthy. Or Heather, I have to watch my diet super carefully and exercise as much as I do for health. And my response is always, yes, of course. It is good to want to be healthy. It is good to desire a healthy body. God gave us our bodies to steward. So being a good steward of our body does mean thinking about your health. But, and here's the big but, have you made health your treasure? Have you made health your idol? As some sort of part of your body image issues, have you elevated health to a place where you are worshiping and bowing down at the idol of health? Now, my friend Erin Carey is an integrative nutrition coach. I've mentioned her before. She's been on the show before. Together, she and I have a course called Refocus 21. It's a 21-day course to help you really see your body in a different way. But Erin's part of the course is talking about this health piece, right? Because we do desire health. It is good to take care of your body. But how do you do that in a way that doesn't send you into a diet culture where you are obsessing over your diet all the time or over-exercising? It's actually called exercise bulimia, where you feel like you always have to exercise off all the calories you consume. All of the eating disorders that we know about and the ones that we don't even talk about. There's an element where health can go wrong and send us to that area. So Erin and I talk about these issues in Refocus 21. Enrollment is going to open really soon if it hasn't opened already. So I hope that you will go to my website, comparedto.me, and sign up for Refocus 21. It's a great course, 21 days. There's like 16 videos to watch. Some days we let you just catch up and we give you activities to do on those days. So it's a great course. I would highly recommend you go through it, especially if you're thinking about coaching, but you're not sure you're ready to make the investment. It's a great entrance way to coaching. Do this for 21 days. See if you still feel like you need some help. That's what I recommend for almost all my clients. So today, back to health. Okay, let's start by reading some scripture. Proverbs 4, 18 to 22 is going to be our passage for the day. And I'll start at 18. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. And I chose this scripture. I mean, this is Solomon imparting wisdom to his son. I chose this scripture because I wanted to remind us today that our real health, our real treasure is going to be in our spiritual relationship. If your relationship with God is unhealthy, if your spiritual health is lacking, even if you only eat organic, clean foods and exercise the exact right amount every day to the right heart rate, you can still be unhealthy. So I think when we talk about pursuing health, we have to think of the big picture of health. There's a lot of talk of mental health in this era, right? Mental health is super important too. But we are not just bodies. We are bodies, we are minds, and we are spirits. And so any pursuit of health needs to be a comprehensive pursuit of health that includes all three. And friends, so much of our body image struggle is spiritual. And then beyond that, I would say it's mental. The physical aspect of our body image issues is at the bottom of the ladder. These issues are so much more about our spirits and about our minds, right? Getting our hearts to believe what is true about our value and our worth and the role of our bodies, and then getting our minds to believe that as well. So the bottom line, I think, for today is health is not a bad thing to pursue. Obviously, right? But don't make health your idol. Pursuit of health, above the pursuit of Jesus, the pursuit of spiritual health, will lead you to a place that won't bring you to rest or contentment or peace either. Oh, friends, I believe that God does want us to live healthy lives, but he wants us to more so be concerned about the health of our spiritual lives. Think about that verse in Timothy where it says that physical training is of some good, but godly training is of even more importance because that's what lasts. Will you pray with me today? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for my friend who's listening, and I thank you for her desire to be healthy. God, this is a good desire, but I pray today that we would all lay down any idol of health we have, any ways that we've pursued health over the pursuit of you, over our love for you, over seeking you first versus seeking whatever doctor's advice or whatever supplement or whatever Google says to fix our health issues first. God, help us to seek you first in every health issue we may encounter. God, I pray that you grant us the gift of health, but more so, God, I pray that you make us spiritually healthy people, people who hunger and thirst for righteousness, people who long to be holy like you, people who believe that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and who live like that's true. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, hey, have you left a review yet? That would be so awesome. I really appreciate your reviews. They have been so encouraging to me to read. So stop for a second, leave a review. You can go to comparetowho.me/podcast and scroll to the bottom of the page and it'll show you all the places you can leave a review. And oh, hey, if you like this show, consider supporting it. You can support us on Patreon or buy me a coffee. All the information is on comparetowho.me/podcast. You can find out what you need to know there. Thanks for listening again, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Hello, hello. Quenise Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.